We're reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, the articles of Shamati 2:11, as though standing before a king. You can find the study material in the Aravut system. I'm going to click the study material tab at the top. And you can also send your questions in. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Yes, please. Shamati 2:11, as though standing before a king. One who's sitting at one's home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. And as long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest, for this is our lives and the length of our days, and we will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But all the corporeal matters quench this lack, since he sees that everything that gives him pleasure, the pleasure cancels the deficiency and the pain. Rather, he must want no consolation and should be careful with any corporeal thing that he receives, so it does not quench his desire. And this is done by regretting that by this pleasure, the sparks and powers of the vessels of holiness are missing in him, meaning desires for holiness. And through the sorrow, he can keep from losing vessels of holiness. We'll read it again. Shamati 2:11, as though standing before a king. One who is sitting at one's home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. And as long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest, for this is our lives and the length of our days, and we will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But all the corporeal matters quench this lack, since he sees that anything that gives him pleasure, the pleasure cancels the deficiency and the pain. Rather, he must want no consolation, and he should be careful with any corporeal thing that he receives so he does not quench his desire. And this is done by regretting that by this pleasure, the sparks and powers of the vessels of holiness are missing in him, meaning desires for holiness. And through the sorrow, he can keep from losing the vessels of sanctity.
Ask as much as possible, and then we'll be able to scrutinize. If there are no questions, I don't know what to say. It's clear to us from what we heard that all the pleasures we receive, there is a danger that they might quench our deficiency or desire for revealing the Creator, for drawing near to the Creator. What can we do so we will draw near the Creator nevertheless? If the deficiency How do we build such a process? This is the question. So let's see. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот как
yes,
же создать такой хисерон, чтобы он был над всем, что получается?
How to create such a deficiency that would be above everything you receive?
Through exertion in thought. When we think a lot about how we nevertheless get closer to the Creator and what type of deficiency we should have, how we can approach the Creator and remain with the deficiency every step as we get closer, we have to think how to build such a process.
Так, а в принципе Творец не дает человеку наслаждения именно.
But in principle, the Creator that does not give a person a pleasure, so he doesn't lose this request for him.
Yes, yes.
Как разделить вот этот хисарон, то есть в чем он к Творцу?
So how, in general, to discern this deficiency for the Creator relative to all the others. What does it mean that I want the Creator?
I want to get closer to the Creator means that I want to get closer to bestowal. I want to be in bestowal. I want to bestow. This is called getting closer to the Creator.
Ну, что значит отдавать? Я же хочу какую-то реакцию от него еще.
What does it mean to bestow? I want some to receive a certain reaction from him. I want to belong to him.
If I perform actions that are similar to him, then of course I will feel something of his situation. Disposition. That's it. What more do I need? If I am similar to the Creator by performing acts of bestowal like him, then I will also feel like him. And should I ask for anything else?
Позвольте еще вопрос.
Да.
Тут похоже, что в этой статье Бальсулам предлагает некое правило.
Seems like in this article Бальсулам proposes a certain rule.
Чего-либо материального я должен вызвать в себе сожаление.
The moment I receive a corporeal pleasure, I need to awaken in me sorrow.
That
this existence exists, but this competition exists. If I understood correctly, what is that competition? When there's only one desire, I need to receive in it the sparks of holiness, but instead I receive something corporeal. I now regret it.
I feel pleasure from some situation, from some action. The question is this: to what extent does this pleasure put out, quench my desire, my deficiency to get closer to the Creator, my deficiency for bestowal, or what we call a deficiency for kedusha, holiness? That's the question.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Any pleasure I get comes from the Creator. And upon receiving that, I realize that and I bless and I thank the Creator. And following that, I ask for the same pleasure for my friends. So in what way is this something that we should watch for, or how can this quench our desire?
If you ask for pleasure for the friends, it's not the same deficiency as the one you had before. So how can you combine these two deficiencies? You had initially a desire to feel the Creator, to reveal the Creator, to connect with Him. And now you feel a different disposition. How can these two forms, these two desires, these two inclinations, how can they be connected together and not interfere with one another?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Good morning, Rav. What is a corporeal pleasure and why does it come at the expense of a deficiency for spirituality?
Any pleasure is a pleasure. What's important is the reason for the pleasure. Either you want a pleasure in order to enjoy, this is called corporeal pleasure. Even if you want to understand, to feel something spiritual. But if you want to enjoy, this is called a corporeal pleasure because the vessels that you want to satisfy are corporeal vessels. Or you want a spiritual pleasure, which is in order to bestow. When you don't aim with to enjoy the pleasure itself, but the fact that you pass this pleasure, so to speak, to the Creator.
If there's such a thing as taking time off in the connection with the Creator, I decide now that I enjoy for myself. Is this customary or is there such a thing?
And then there is. You see that it's possible that you want to tell yourself this, that now you're going to enjoy for yourself. You disconnect yourself from the Creator, from spirituality, from the study, from everything, and you go have fun. Right? Possible. It's possible.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rav. Cuando recibo,
thank you, Rav.
Para mi beneficio,
when I receive the pleasure
el lamento correcto,
for my own sake, I am benefit. How do I develop the deficiency or the frustration, the correct frustration?
Only through the group. You cannot turn yourself from the away from the pleasure you have from yourself to the pleasure you will have outside of you. Because outside of you, you have no means but the group. If you connect with them and want to bestow upon them, then it is like wanting to bestow upon the Creator. That's it.
Kiev 3.
Спасибо, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста.
Thank you, Rav. Tell us, please, how to connect myself, to tie myself to the Creator when I do not enjoy myself. For example, I have a very tough job from morning till night. So in this state, how do you get along?
Precisely when a person has hard work, and he is physically busy with hard labor, then he has got more possibilities to think about the Creator. Whereas if he has an easy job, something more with his intellect, it's more difficult for him to think about the Creator. So this is why Kabbalists throughout the generations preferred working physical jobs, hard physical jobs, because then the mind stays clear.
Belarus.
Belarus.
На вопрос, который мы отвечали до этого, он созвучен с этой темой. Вот что нам мешает быть на связи с Творцом и как десятка помогает? Вот есть мнение, что есть личная связь, и десятка только ее усиливает. Вот как с этим разобраться?
Ну, заводай счастье, я и узерет. Well,
of course, the ten helps them stay in contact with the Creator. If we constantly think about our ten and that we want to be connected and that between us at the center of our connection, we want to discover the Creator in order to bestow upon Him, through bestowal upon the friends, to bestow upon the Creator, then we have a very simple system, relatively. And if we concentrate on this, then we can very quickly feel movements, changes in that system from us to the friends and from the friends to the Creator. That's it. Look at the system and how it works. I
Levat.
Alone. I'm alone. I connect to the ten. The more I make the ten as one, by this I can turn to the Creator through the ten as one. And then everything remains in our concrete work. Think about it. These are pretty simple systems. We don't need to create all kinds of charts and maps, all kinds of structures in the air. No. Don't go in all your actions. Don't go out of the realm of the ten, the group, and then you'll see how it happens. Okay.
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Thank you, Rav. As far as I understood the article, the spiritual flavors, the pleasures should be stronger from the corporeal ones, and accordingly I'm asking for those flavors from the ten, so that it somehow it would rule over corporeal things, or each time I have to rise above it.
You need to ask for your desire for spirituality to be greater than the desire for corporeality, that the flavors you will feel in spirituality will be more than the flavors you will feel in corporeality. You need to ask for all those things. Constantly ask, like a baby. Okay?
Рафа, если я правильно можно уточнить тогда, то есть какие бы я не то чтобы там борюсь с материальными желаниями, подавляю, а как бы поднимаю над ними духовные вкусы, да, Рафа?
Да.
When I simply raise it.
I've said yes. PT 35.
Тогда כל תענוג שאנחנו מרגישים בקשר.
Every pleasure that we feel in the connection between us and the ten, if it does not awaken us to greater bestowal, is it also considered corporeal?
Any pleasure that is in order to receive is called corporeal.
How each pleasure awakens a deficiency, how can you use it to grow a deficiency?
If you direct every pleasure that you somehow feel to using it in order to bring contentment to the friends and through them to the Creator, then it will become a spiritual pleasure.
Again.
Can I also ask?
Yes.
What does it mean to receive condolences in the connection between us, not to receive condolences?
Just never relax. Very simple.
PT 18.
At the end of the article, he writes, and through this regret, he can keep from losing vessels of holiness through the sorrow. But we learn that we have to work in joy. Why does he say through the sorrow?
Because he regrets that he might quit, that he will lose it, etc. So he's under pressure. These pressures help him stay in place for the time being until he acquires such vessels with which he can go forward. There are vessels with which you can only stay put, stay where you are. And just barely fall backwards. And there are vessels with which you already advance. It all depends on the level of connection with the group.
So, I can only hold on to the vessels of holiness through sorrow?
Sorrow means you regret that you still don't have the forces, the strength to bestow.
Не избегать от их наслаждения, как раз видеть подмогу Творца, что он помогает этим приходящим наслаждениям.
To see the help of the Creator in this pleasure, is this what I have to do?
Correct. Correct. Turning all the bad and good things into help. Merkaz one.
Question from a friend in the 10. It says in the article that he should feel the sorrow. How can the friends help a person do it? Should I imagine the friends of the Creator getting disappointed from me to reach this sorrow?
We don't need to get into negative feelings. On the contrary, we need to constantly be drawn through the connection between us into positive feelings and to the Creator. Africa.
Rav, can I ask for the friends to receive what the Creator wants to give me if I restrict and do not receive it? Thank you.
Again.
Yes. Yes. It's also written this way. There's an article about it. Okay. All right, let's move on to what else do we have?
Next in line is the peace.
The peace. Let's go.
We're going to go.